Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the rule hearing on TDI Division of Workers' Compensation's proposed rules. Today, we're taking comments on 28 Texas Administrative Code Chapter 127 and 28 Texas Administrative Code Section 180.23. I call to order this hearing on DWC's proposed rules. It's approximately 10:01 on Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. This hearing is being recorded, so please keep your microphones muted unless I call on you to speak. My name is Kara Mace. I'm the DWC Deputy Commissioner for Legal Services. This hearing is about proposed rules for designated doctor training, certification, and assignment. Notice of today's hearing was published on DWC's website on December 8th, 2022, and in the Texas Register on December 23rd, 2022. Anyone who wants to offer any spoken comments needs to fill out a witness card. The link to the witness card is posted on the DWC website with this hearing information. There's also a link in the chat. So please fill out a witness card form, copy and paste it into an email or attach it to an email and send it to ruralcomments@tdi.texas.gov. So we're not gonna address any comments or request a comment if you put it in the chat. I'm only gonna call on speakers who email the witness card form information. So please email the card and the information and don't use the chat. I'll call on each speaker and ask you to identify yourself for the record. Please unmute your microphone and speak into it so that everybody can hear you. I'm gonna begin by calling on Mary Landrum, Deputy Commissioner for Health and Safety, and to explain these rule proposals.
Good morning, Deputy Commissioner Mays. My name is Mary Landrum and I am the Deputy Commissioner for Health and Safety at DWC. I'm here today to explain DWC's proposed amendments to Chapter 127 and Section 180.23 of the Texas Administrative Code. The proposals were published in the Texas Register on December 23, 2022. Over the past year, DWC worked extensively with system participants and other stakeholders to consider changes to rules concerning designated doctors. DWC posted informal working drafts on March 3rd, 2022 and June 7th, 2022, received feedback from 12 commenters and 6 commenters respectively. Further, DWC held a stakeholder meeting on June 7th, 2022 to discuss the drafts. DWC considered those comments and made changes to the proposals. This formal proposal is for procedures and requirements. It does not address billing or reimbursement. The billing and reimbursement rules are in different chapters and are still in the informal rulemaking stage. To improve the designated doctor program, DWC formally proposes two rules, amendments to 28 Texas Administrative Code, Chapter 127, designated doctor procedures and requirements, and amendments to 28 Texas Administrative Code Section 180.23, Division Required Training for Doctors. The rules concern how the designated doctor program operates. DWC proposes to repeal 28 Tax Section 127.110, which has been incorporated into amended Section 127.100. The proposed amendments and repeal implement Texas Labor Code Sections 408.0041 and 408.1225, which direct DWC on the operation of the designated doctor program. The amendments are necessary to maintain and increase participation in the designated doctor program and to allow better access to certain types of specialized examinations. DWC evaluated the program and identified several possible areas of improvement, including changes to address training and testing requirements, designated doctor qualifications, certification and renewals, multiple certifications, and administrative burdens. Here are some of the substantive changes in Chapter 127 proposal. For multiple certifications, the amendments remove the requirement for a designated doctor to provide multiple certifications and add language that specifies that for examinations conducted under subsection D, a designated doctor may provide multiple certifications of maximum medical improvement and impairment ratings only when DWC directs. Designated doctor certification and testing, these amendments merge the language in section 127.110, which is being repealed, with section 127.100 to eliminate redundancy reduce confusion and inconsistencies, update terminology, and clarify the process for certification and renewal. The amendments modify the requirement for certification testing by requiring that designated doctors that pass or have previously passed the certification test on or after May 13, 2013, are no longer required to retest every 2 years when they renew their certification. However, the amendments also add Section 127-100D, which allows DWC to require testing of all designated doctors on renewal of their certification if needed. The amendments clarify that the disclosure questions on the certification application require detailed explanations. The amendments add suspension and revocation to the certification actions that require DWC to send the designated doctor written notice. The amendments add Section 127-100H, which allows DWC to approve a designated doctor certification, but restricts some or all appointments until the designated doctor completes additional training, testing, or other requirements. Subsection H also provides a way for the designated doctor to dispute the restriction. The amendments add Section 127-100K, which relocates existing rule requirements for certification renewal from Section 127-110 to ensure consistency in the restructured process. The amendments change informal hearing to informal conference to clarify the informal nature of the discussion about the denial, suspension, or revocation of a designated doctor certification or application for certification or renewal. Subsection K details the procedure for designated doctors to request an informal conference. The amendments remove existing Section 127-100H because this subsection was added in 2012 when designated doctors were transitioning to the new rules for examination qualification criteria. The amendments remove existing Section 127-100I because DWC transitioned all designated doctor certification terms to a 2-year cycle in 2012. There is no longer a need for this provision in the rules. In reference to the designated doctor qualification standards, the amendments in Section 127-130 update qualification requirements for physicians examining traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries and diagnosis, a spinal fracture with documented neurological deficit or Cotta Aquina syndrome. They clarify the certifications required for complex fractures, multiple fractures with vascular injury, crush injuries to bone, hip fractures, and multiple rib fractures. In reference to designated doctor reports, the amendments to Section 127.220 add the requirements for a designated doctor to specify the date the additional testing or referral examination was completed and to provide the total amount of time required for the designated doctor to review the medical records. They're necessary for DWC to administer the designated doctor program effectively by ensuring a more complete and descriptive record that provides the required information and better reflects the amount of work involved in producing the reports. DWC is also proposing updates to 3 forms. The first form, revising DWC Form 67, which is the designated doctor certification application, changes conform with agency style standards. Designated doctors should use this updated form when requesting renewal of their certification or when updating their application information. The second form is DWC Form 68, the designated doctor examination data report, and changes to conform with agency style standards and for the designated doctors to record extent of injury findings more precisely. Finally, revising DWC Form 32, request for designated doctor examination to conform with agency style standards and the adopted rule amendments. Ms. Mays, this concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thanks, Deputy Commissioner Landrum. I don't have any questions. So I'm gonna go ahead and call for any public comments. It doesn't look like we've received any now. So if you have a comment, please submit your witness card. So having not received any witness cards, Let the record reflect that all those wanting to comment have now done so. The comment period for this rule ends at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time on January 30th, 2023. We'll consider any validly submitted written comments, and we don't have any spoken comments from today, before drafting the adoption order for these rules. Thank you all for participating in this hearing. This hearing on the proposed rules 28 TAC Chapter 127 and 28 TAC Section 180.23 is adjourned. Thank you.